Welcome back. You're listening to the News at One, and you can listen back to a recording of the programme on rte.ie/News at One. Well, the government's Judicial Appointments Commission bill will be presented before the Dáil this week. And if the political brickbats over the issue have not been enough, today the Association of Judges in Ireland has described proposals in the government's bill as seriously flawed. Well, our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell has more. Orla, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Tell us, Orla, I mean, who makes up the Association of Judges in Ireland, and how significant or unusual is this intervention?
Well, this association was formed in 2011 and it represents the vast majority, or the membership is made up of the vast majority of judges in the country. On its own website, it says that 90% of the serving judiciary are now members of the association. That's the vast majority of judges in the Supreme Court, Court of Appeal, the High Court, the Circuit Court and the District Court. It is significant that they have chosen to issue this statement, and it is quite unusual. They say themselves they're reluctant to comment publicly on issues of controversy, but they've decided to do so on this occasion because of the depth of the association's concerns.
Now, they're describing it as seriously flawed. How do they back that up?
Yes, they say that they're not opposed to changing the way judges are appointed, and they say that they've made a submission. They made a submission as far back as 2014 about how this could be done. But they're saying the proposals that are currently being discussed are seriously flawed. They say that they don't accord with international standards, and they say they will not depoliticise the system of judicial appointments. They're essentially saying that if there is a problem, if there is a concern about politicising the judiciary, if there are concerns about people lobbying politicians, for example, in the lower courts for positions, then these concerns are not even addressed by this legislation at all. They're concerned mainly with the lay majority proposed for the Judicial Appointments Commission and the fact that the chairman would be a lay person. And they're also concerned that there would be no member of the District Court or Circuit Court on the commission, and also that the Chief Justice would be a member of the commission but would not be allowed to be the chairman. They say they're concerned that the proposals may damage the judiciary and would also diminish the office of the Chief Justice.
And do they go into why they believe a lay majority is a bad idea?
Well, they put it, I suppose, fairly simply. They're saying it's hard to imagine any other walk of life in which the majority of those involved in an appointment process will be required to come from outside the ranks of those serving in the area to which the appointments are being made. So essentially, if you're trying to appoint the head of RTE and the majority of people on the committee to appoint that head were not from the media, if they're trying to appoint a senior doctor and yet the majority of people on the commission to appoint that doctor are not medics, they're saying there would be a problem. So that's their essential problem. They're saying there shouldn't be a lay majority on this commission. And they're also saying the District Court and Circuit Court, they deal with the majority of cases that come before the courts in this country, and yet a District Court judge won't be a member of the commission, a Circuit Court judge won't be a member of the commission. Only the three most senior judges in the country will be members of the commission.
All right, our legal affairs correspondent Orla O'Donnell, thanks for joining us.